ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, that wasn't such a chore, now was it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figure for a nice guy, you never cause me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's looking at you, kid.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up, we're talking UFC 166. Yes, still world heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez, a unanimous winner. Take it back. He stops the game, Junior Dos Santos, in the last round. It was a great fight as far as Santos was concerned. I mean, he gave it his heart, and he almost knocked Cain Velasquez out in the opening seconds of the fight with the first punch thrown. I mean, Cain was all wobbly, okay? But he didn't fare that well down the stretch. And like the second fight, took a bit of a beating. Of course, Cain Velasquez, he didn't walk away unscathed. He took quite a licking. The post-fight photos of both men were not all that great. But it was a fantastic card. If you missed it, you probably got to get a replay on this or have somebody send you one of those long-distance video copies via the internet, because I'm going to tell you, it was a great fight. And of course, the lightweight title between Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez. Some people think that Diego Sanchez wasn't worthy of fighting Gilbert Melendez. Well, guess what? I thought it was the greatest fight I've seen in MMA history. If not the greatest, one of the top three or four. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The MMA are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network. Don't let nobody take care.
Do you want to get in on the next big thing in gaming? The Pwnage Project, the global network of open source developers, is proud to offer you that chance with its new Pwnage LI gaming tablet, a true 3-in-1 console and handheld gaming device, tablet PC, and Android development tool. Every Pwnage LI ships rooted and unlocked. If you've heard about crowdfunding and the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, you now have the perfect opportunity to support this project and get the latest tech in your hands before it hits store shelves. Already one of the hottest categories in crowdfunding, the Pwnage LI is the next generation in video gaming, with its wireless HDMI and built-in gamer controls, bringing the best elements of a console system and a handheld experience together in one platform. But this is not just a simple gaming device. This is also a fully functioning tablet PC. Sleek and lightweight, you can take your game anywhere. To help launch this innovative new product and learn about all the incredible perks being offered, including how you can receive your own Pwnage LI before the general public, visit pwnageproject.org. That's P-W-N-A-G-E project.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change, because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides a therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors, so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
More of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He holds my hand, I'm so proud. 'Cause he's not just one of the crowd.
My baby Darlene Love, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, class of 2012. He's a Rebel, written by the great Phil Spector. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of MMA. This hour, of course, we're talking of UFC 166 and Gilbert Melendez. Now 22-3, the unanimous nod in three rounds over Diego Sanchez. Sanchez coming in and leaving the ring at 24-6, but a decisive underdog in some people's minds. Some thought that, you know, Sanchez didn't deserve to be, like, up in this fight as far as big-time television was concerned, that he had a poor record. And I saw him getting ripped at a couple of websites, okay? But the bottom line was, you know what? These two guys, they came together and they put one in the fourth. One of the greatest efforts I've ever seen by two men in the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, Gilbert Melendez was in control for most of the fight, except for this one uppercut in the third round to drop Melendez. And Melendez looked like he was out, like he was knocked out. Then his butt hit the canvas and he sort of woke up. I sort of woke him back up. But outside of that, I'm telling you, it was all Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez back and forth, with Diego taking more than he was giving. In other words, you know, God in mind is Gilbert was in command. I scored the fight 30-28, and I scored a sin. I committed a sin, and I scored the third round even. I know judges shouldn't do that, but I just scored the third round even. Slap me if you want, but it would have been 30-27 had they given it to Melendez. And I don't know. I thought it was a real close round, and Melendez was winning the round up until that one punch. But that one punch, a significant punch, no question about it. And as I said, had Gilbert Melendez on the verge of being knocked out. In the main event, wow, 13-1. Is he 13-1? That's right, Cain Velasquez. Stops Junior Dos Santos. And Junior Dos Santos, of course, the former champion, the man that knocked out Cain Velasquez in their first fight a couple of years ago. The fight lasted like 64 seconds. That was the debut on Fox TV, which was a nightmare. Remember, they had like 2 hours of programming to fill, the fight only lasted like 64 seconds. So they were in trouble. They had no backup plan to go to. But those were the early days of UFC on Fox. Now UFC on Fox and their pay-per-view cards are some of the best presentations put forth in the world of combat sports, if not the best. Because when you go to a UFC show, folks, even if you're not a UFC fan, you're entertained. There's something always going on, whether it's on the big screen, whether it's in the octagon, there's always something going on. It's like a rock concert atmosphere. And boxing promoters, they don't seem to be getting the message on that one, although you would think they would have. And, of course, this is some of the WWE scheme that Dana White took away from Vince McMahon. He took some of the business philosophy of Mr. McMahon, okay, combined that with his own, and came up with the UFC. Now, of course, a company worth that top of the industry is worth over $1 billion. At one point in time, the Fertitta brothers, Frank Lorenzo Fertitta, were thinking about getting out. They were thinking about selling the UFC. They lost like $35 million. They were going, maybe this isn't going to catch on. Then came The Ultimate Fighter on Spike TV that first season, okay? And that sort of lit the flame as far as the UFC is concerned. And, of course, now the UFC, I'm going to say the only company in the world, really in the world of the upper echelon, because I thought Bellator was going to try to make a move, but the Bellator Fighting Championship, which are owned by Viacom Cable, and I think Bjorn Rebney has a piece of them as well, they just don't seem to be coming to the plate. They were coming to the plate consistently with fights that people thought were entertaining. They were doing an average of 900,000 homes on on Spike TV. And that's not too bad. You know, not great, but not too bad. And all of a sudden, the season in June sort of ended, and then they didn't come back for a while, and then it came back, and it's spotty, and it's not advertised all that well on the cross-promotion with TNA Wrestling. I don't know if that's happening or not, because nobody's watching TNA Wrestling. Their listenership, their viewership is dropping, and their attendance is dropping. Nothing's worked over there, of course. I guess Vince McMahon just has a world of sports entertainment and wrestling wrapped up, but I really was giving the TNA people, I was hoping they were going to make it, because I don't like Mr. McMahon. Of course, he converted wrestling from a territorial business. In other words, like Fritz Von Erich had the Dallas area, and Roy Shire had the San Francisco area, and this and that. It was divided. The Sheik had the Detroit area. I mean, all these different areas. Bruno Sammartino, his father, Mr. McMahon Sr., of course, he had the area around New York, Philly, and Pittsburgh. Okay, so they all had their territories. And in 1984, Vince McMahon decided he was going to go national, and he shut down all the territories, shut them all down, wiped out the AWA. Of course, Vern Gagne, not the smartest businessman, not a bad wrestler, an Olympic guy, and, you know, of course, he carried that AWA title late into his career, late into his life. But the bottom line was, he owned the AWA. That didn't work. WCW didn't work. It's all about now. And ECW didn't work either. It's all about the WWE, and so many people are bored with the world of wrestling entertainment that they've tuned over to the real world of sports entertainment. I talk about the UFC, folks. That's where you're getting to see sports entertainment, because you're seeing guys actually clash. Junior Dos Santos, as I said, he hurt Cain Velasquez immediately. The first punch thrown, Cain Velasquez was wobbled. I was worried. Whoa, maybe his chin isn't all that good. Clipped him right on the chin, okay, and he was wobbling. And then Cain got him into a bit of a wrestling move, grabbed a hold of him, and didn't let him, you know, didn't let him go any further on that one. I mean, the bottom line is that was sort of Junior's shot right then and there early on was to end things, and he couldn't do it. I mean, he landed significant blows in the fight on Cain Velasquez, but for the most part, it was Cain Velasquez holding Junior Dos Santos up against the cage wall and just beating on him. Knees and elbows and fists, and he wore Junior Dos Santos out physically. And you can do that when you're the best heavyweight in the world as far as cardio is concerned. I mean, his cardiovascular, if you watched the pay-per-view last night, they were talking about it. They are not bragging. He spars with three or four different guys in like the same round. A 5 or 6 minute training round can be turned into like a minute with four or five different guys. Fresh guys coming at you with different angles. And guess what? Cain Velasquez handles them all down there at the American Kickboxing Academy. That's in Silicon Valley, USA, of course. Kyle Kingsbury will be with us in just a couple of minutes. Of course, his gym mate, Daniel Cormier, was a winner as well last night. Took on Roy Big Country Nelson, turned back Roy Big Country Nelson with a unanimous nod in three rounds, 3 5-minute rounds. But, you know, at the end of the day, Cormier is not really a heavyweight. He's going to drop to 205 pounds and eventually challenge John Jones. Speaking of John Jones, the best fighter pound for pound in the world of MMA, according to the UFC website. And they've got Anderson Silva, number 3. What does that mean? John Jones, George St. Pierre, the world welterweight champion. Anderson Silva is number 3. And he's moved up a notch in the last couple of weeks. And Jose Aldo is number 4. Cain Velasquez is number 5. Renan Borrell, number 6. Demetrius Johnson, number 7. Anthony Pettis, number 8. Chris Weidman, the guy that knocked him into another world in their first fight, of course, a rematch in UFC 168. That's December 28th in Las Vegas. Of course, on the same card, Ronda Rousey taking on Miesha Tate in their second fight. I don't know why the second fight will be any different than the first fight, except for Miesha says that she will put a gun to her head and pull the trigger if she gets caught in an armbar again. So she's not going to get caught in the armbar. And, of course, the armbar is Ronda Rousey's signature move. I mean, that's how she's won all of her fights. That's how her mother was a former world judo champion. She gets an armbar on you, and she can get it on you in like a million different angles. She gets it on you, it's all over. Anyway, Demetrius Johnson, number 7 in the top 10 pound for pound of the UFC on their website. Anthony Pettis, recently crowned lightweight champion over Benson Henderson, of course, won that title. He is number 8. And number 9 is Chris Weidman, and number 10, Benson Henderson. I don't know about that. What's up with that? I mean, what's going on with that? Maybe we need to get Dana on the show and ask him, Dana, what's going on as far as these ratings are concerned? Because this is not happening, okay? It's just not. You don't have a guy that gets knocked out rank 5 notches above the guy that knocked him out. I don't care if you consider it a fluke. I don't care if you have tremendous respect for the man. I don't care if he's an icon. I don't care if he's a president of the United States. The bottom line was he lost. He got knocked out, so you can't have him ranked number three, folks. Sort of reminds me of Lamont Peterson and the International Boxing Federation. For those of you that listened during the boxing hour, I talked about how Lamont Peterson was knocked out in his last fight, okay, by Lucas Matisse. And guess this, get this. He's still the IBF junior welterweight, super lightweight, 140-pound champion of boxing, even though he got knocked out in the title fight in his last fight. So we want to know how you can remain champion after being knocked out. Only in combat sports, I guess. Or boxing, anyway. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Kyle Kingsbury, UFC light heavyweight, next up on the show. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and now we are heard live on the iHeart Radio Network.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Well, day. Survival of the hippest, the funky, and the fittest. Survival of the hippest, the soulful, and the greatest. As a true funk soldier, I don't need a yogi. It's decoded in my DNA.
The great Tom Bose. In the initial East Bay Soul album, of course, Greg Adams, the trumpet there, former Tower of Power lead trumpet man. EastBaySoul.com is the website. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. We're talking UFC 166, of course, Cain Velasquez, remaining champion, but tough to outshine or outdo the fight with Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez. And I'll ask my next guest, Kyle Kingsbury. Kyle, was that one of the greatest fights in UFC history, or was I just, like, blowing smoke? Am I blowing smoke?
You know, it's funny, you know, when Goldberg and Rogan get all worked up, they throw a lot of greatest talk. They use greatest talk a little bit too much. But I think that was definitely used appropriately when they talked about that fight being possibly the greatest fight of all time.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks, UFC light heavyweight, of course. That's 205 pounds, fighting out of AK, American Kickboxing Academy, the same stable as Cain Velasquez and, of course, Daniel Cormier. And before we get to Cormier and Velasquez, geez, Diego Sanchez, he thought he won the fight. I didn't think he won the fight, but I scored that third round even. How'd you score that one, Kyle?
Well, I think Diego got his butt kicked the first two rounds. I mean, he was definitely game, but rushing in and pressing the pace and getting picked apart doesn't win you rounds. You know what I'm saying? It makes for an exciting fight, no question, but he lost the fight.
Yeah, we're talking about aggression, and we're talking about effective aggression. That was an example of ineffective aggression getting lit up coming in.
And he just kept doing it. And obviously that, like I said, the crowd loved it. I loved it, but that doesn't win the judges' scorecards.
Okay, what's up with your buddy Daniel Cormier? I'd like to get him back on the show if you can get him for me next week. That'd be fantastic. But he the ex-Strike Force Grand Prix heavyweight champion, I think he's still undefeated at 14-0 or 15-0, three-round unanimous honor over Roy Big Country Nelson. Big Country Nelson's not an easy guy to fight, and Daniel won every round going away. Is Daniel really headed for a clash with John Jones?
I think so, but I think, you know, as he said at the end of the fight when he got on the microphone, he's got a little bit more work to do. You know, he's going to cut down to 205. They'll probably give him a top-five opponent there. And if he has an impressive victory there, then they can have him fight the winner of Glover and Jones.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks, for talking UFC 166. And, I guess Hector Lombard finally showed up last night, huh?
My God. He's just, wow, you know, just amazing at 170. And can you just look at that guy's physique at 170? I mean, my mouth was on the floor staring at him the whole fight. I couldn't. His lower back had muscles on muscles. It was incredible.
33-4, and of course, 2-2 in the UFC. The former former Bellator champion knocked out Nate Marquardt in the first round. Marquardt, tough guy, no question about that. Not a guy that gets drilled, but he got drilled. I mean, Hector Lombard, he's found his way at 170, so he needs a couple fights at 170, and all of a sudden, GSP's got a live opponent.
Yeah, I mean, and that's all it's going to take. You put him against guys. They started him off with Nate Marquardt. He makes a lot of money, so they're not going to give him, they're not handing him any pushovers. So he has two more fights and finishes guys against top-tier opponents in the 170-pound class, and he'll be right in line for a title shot against GSP.
My buddy, the gatekeeper, Tim Bosch, won last night, but it was a split decision. I thought he won the fight, but two rounds to one, but a split decision.
Hold on now.
No?
Hold on a second. I went berserk. Now, first of all, let me preface as always.
Okay.
CB, fellow Arizona State guy, trained with the Mountain Power. I'm biased. I'll say it right now. But I had CB win in the first round. I thought the second round was close, but CB's takedown at the end with the elbows, all Tim Boach was doing is holding on to a submission attempt from side control he's never going to get, just trying to buy time and prevent CB from hitting him. CB, I think, wins the second round. The third round, you dock the point. CB wins that round, you dock the point, and they call that a draw. So that's a 9-9 round. That's two rounds for CB, in my opinion.
Good point. Okay. Gabriel Gonzaga, back in the picture. It was like a one-punch knockout of Sean Jordan, man. Here's what's up. Why are these guys all of a sudden employing the boxing techniques? It's boxing 101. Anderson Silva gets knocked out, boxing 101, by Chris Weidman. and with the left hook and the right hand. And then, of course, you know, Cain Velasquez using the right hand effectively in the second fight with Junior Dos Santos midway through the first round. That set the pace for that entire fight and set the tone. Okay, and, I mean, these guys boxing. Why is all these guys are starting to learn how to box now? What's up?
Well, it's everything's coming together full circle. You know, the future of the sport is going to be everybody knows everything, but how do you employ that timing? How do you go in there and execute your game plan? You know, back in the day, everybody had one type of discipline. Now you got to learn it all. But as the sport gets better, and obviously boxing is getting better as well, you see guys starting to time each other out, and you can't get away with as much anymore. Now people are starting to get timed out, and they're getting dropped left and right.
Okay, because you know what it is. Since it is boxing 101, I think it's great. I mean, I tried to recommend certain fighters get a boxing trainer and just have them come in and teach them how to punch and things like that, and teach them how to turn the shoulder and put your hip into things and this and that. Some guys have done it. I know that Jeff Mayweather. I hope he's feeling better. But Jeff Mayweather, the sane person in the Mayweather family, there, the one that's not off the wall. Anyway, he was training King Mo. And then King Mo got knocked out, so I guess that wasn't all that good. King Mo, is he going to be able to come back? He's going to be on the November 2nd card, isn't he? That Bellator card with Rampage Jackson and Tito Ortiz?
King Mo's my buddy, and he's going to come back. He's going to slaughter this guy. You know, part of getting to a level where you're so much better than other people is remaining, humble, but just remaining, tentative and being cautious and aware of everything that opponent can throw at you. And King Mo dropped his hands. You know, there's nothing that Jeff Mayweather taught him ever in his camp to bring his hands down like that. But a spinning back fist will knock anybody out. And we saw that fight. So I think he's learned from that mistake. He's putting in hard work. He's beating guys. He's taken everybody out he's been put in front of since then. And he's going to take this guy out when he gets the rematch.
Is a spinning back fist like a 75-1 shot if you were, like, betting on it? I mean, to make a contact like he did, that was made contact on King Mo's chin, I mean, to make the perfect – I mean, that's a hell of a risk and a long shot.
It is a long shot, but there's a big payoff because there's so much power behind it that if it does connect, odds are the guy's going down.
And the bottom line is Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks, is that, Kyle, the punches you don't see are the punches that hurt the worst, right?
Big time, every time.
I'll say, so Gonzaga now 16-7, 11-6 in the UFC. Is he going to be like the gatekeeper at heavyweight now, or you think he can make a run?
No, he's not going to make a run, but, I mean, he's a talented guy. He's got good jiu-jitsu, he's got power, he's big. He'll be up and down. You know, I don't think he's ever going to get over the hump. Realistically, the guy to watch, his name mentioned at the end there, is Fabricio Werdum. He's going to be a good guy to watch here.
Okay, now he's going to take on Cain Velasquez in the next fight.
That's exactly what they're implicating, and they'll probably announce that sooner than later.
Okay, and before I think we're putting the apple the cart before the horse. But the bottom line is Cain Velasquez and Fabrice Werdum. You think Fabrice Werdum is going to give Cain some hell?
I don't think so. I think Cain's style is too tough for anybody. I don't think Cain's going to lose again, honestly. I think that first loss against JDS was the wake-up call, and we talked about injuries and all that stuff. It was the first Fox card. He's not going to have that kind of pressure on him to fight again. If he gets hurt going into a fight, he's just going to pull himself out. It's too much to lose.
He got rocked immediately. The bell rang, and boom, he got rocked. And I said, oh, man, did you see that?
Talking about this last one?
Last night. I mean, yeah. Holy cow. Cain runs across the octagon and gets clocked, right? Boom, and he's wobbling. I'm going, whoa.
This is my point. Cain got hit hard a number of times, and he was still recovered fine. He has an incredible chin. In the first fight, and believe me, I'm the first guy to say there's no such thing as a lucky punch, and I'll never discredit Junior Dos Santos' win. In that first fight, he hit him in a perfect spot, right on the temple. And that's what dropped Cain, and he finished him. You know what I'm saying? He did a great job. That victory counts, no doubt about it.
Okay.
But you see in this last fight here, Cain took some shots right on the chin, right in the side of the face, clean shots, hooks, straight rights, all that stuff. And, you know, he's a little wobbled here or there, but realistically, I mean, you put things in perspective, it's not like he was on skates, you know, and seeing stars. He snapped out of it relatively quickly.
We're talking UFC 166, folks, and Cain Velasquez, of course, he once beaten UFC heavyweight champion, sort of the trilogy is over. They fought three times, Junior Dos Santos and himself, Dos Santos winning the first fight in 64 seconds. Remember, Cain had never lost a round or a minute of a round prior to getting stopped in 64 seconds in that fight with basically the one punch. Then he comes back in the rematch, and he beats Junior Dos Santos handily over five rounds. And last night, stopping Dos Santos late in the fight. And Junior Dos Santos showed a lot of class.
No doubt about it. I actually, you know, both these guys got to sell the fight. So you see going into it on the UFC primetime, Junior say Cain hits like a girl. You know, yeah, that pissed me off a little bit. But when you understand guys are selling the fight, and then they have so much respect for each other after the fight, and for him to admit in front of everybody, hey, the guy beat me up, he's got a lot of class, and he will be back. He does. They'll probably have a fourth or fifth fight, I'm sure of it.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. UFC light heavyweight. You can give us a call on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA Hour, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and now the iHeart Radio Network.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Stand-up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown's just so tight with his strike. Oh, yeah! Gambarian looking to finish. And it is all over. Stand it!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
They talked the bar! The whole f***ing bar!
One, two, one, two, three,
Hot pants!
Got to watch The Godfather of Soul. Get ready for an act back at the backstage of the Paramount Theater in Oakland, California, back around 2000. I'll never forget that. I want to thank Emilio Castillo and Brent Carter, then of Tower of Power, for allowing me to have that privilege. Kyle Kingsbury, our guest, folks. Kyle Kingsbury, of course, USC light heavyweight. Kyle, now, John Dodson looked pretty good, 125 pounds last night. That guy's pretty quick.
He's amazing. I just, you know, he's gonna be the future of that division. It's just gonna take him some time to settle down. Obviously, you know, he came close in that title fight a couple of times, but just a little bit more experience and he'll be there. I think he mops up everyone else in that division, though.
Okay. According to Dave Meltzer in the latest edition of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, after the death of Leonardo Souza last week, cutting weight in Brazil, the New Jersey Athletic Control Board is in discussion with experimenting with an idea of cutting weight rule that's already in effect for the WBC championship matches in boxing. If passed, it's got a long way to go, but it could completely change the sport. That's what Meltzer's saying. Fighters would have to weigh in 30 days before the fight, have to make these requirements. Flyweights would have to be at 137, bantamweights at 148, featherweights at 159, lightweights at 170, welterweights at 187, middleweights at 203.5, light heavyweights at 225.5, and light heavyweights at 291.5. I mean, this would have, wow. And then they would have a weigh-in like 7 days before, and they'd have to be even closer to the weight. It's only within a few pounds of the weight. Are you in favor of that, Kyle? You're a fighter.
Well, I've heard some places, even like the Carolinas, talking about percentages and things like that, and they weigh you in when you get there, and then you're weighed in on the day of the fight as well. So you get to weigh in the day beforehand, but you're not allowed to put on, you know, 25 pounds after the weigh-ins. So... there's things like that. I think it's probably better for the health and the longevity of the sport. As a fighter, as a big 205er, I like cutting 20 pounds and putting it all back on personally. But I do think that as far as the health of these guys in the long run, it probably is a better idea to do that.
But a lot of times what you see is that one guy cuts a lot of weight. He looks like he's a weight division bigger than the other guy.
Well, there's a whole art to the weight cut, and there's a whole art to putting the water and everything back in, having those nutrients there instead of just dead weight. I think the science behind that, you know, it goes into how are you treating your body? What kind of fuels do you put in? And I think that you shouldn't – that should be the advantage given to the guy that can do it correctly. I don't think that advantage should be taken away from them, but health is a serious issue.
Okay. We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury, folks, about same. You know, wrestling has same-day weigh-ins, but the problem with having same-day weigh-ins in combat sports is that, you know, when fighters' brains aren't hydrated, they don't react well to punches, and they can get seriously hurt. And that's how they sort of went to this day-before weigh-in. The first day-before weigh-in in boxing was, I believe, in 1988 when Michael Nunn and Frank Tate fought for the IBF middleweight title when Frank Tate couldn't make 160 pounds, so his manager, Bob Spagnuolo, went to the Athletic Commission in Nevada and asked them if they could have a day-before weigh-in. But that was the first day-before weigh-in because boxing was always weighed in on the morning of the show. And you know what, Kyle? I didn't have to cut all that weight. I cut some, but I didn't have to cut all that much weight. But I weighed in sometimes 2 hours before I fought. Now, you did that in wrestling, right, in amateur wrestling?
Yeah, back in the day. That's a whole... whole different ballgame. We didn't have to cut. You know, people weren't making dramatic cuts in high school either. You know, obviously you talk about a guy like Daniel Cormier. He had kidney failure trying to make weight in the Olympics and get in there and go on the same day. So I think people would still make that weight cut if it was the same day regardless. They'd just go in there flat.
USC Fight Night coming up Saturday, October 26th. Lyoto Machida and Mark Munoz. Is that fight still on? Somebody told me Mark Munoz got hurt. Did he?
You know, I haven't heard. I haven't heard if he's been hurt or not.
Machida the Dragon, 19-4. Munoz, 13-3, of course, got lit up like a White House Christmas tree by Chris Weidman a couple of fights back. Chris Weidman, the current middleweight champion of the world, defeating Anderson Silva. Of course, they have a rematch, new UFC 168 on December 28th. Now, Roy Jones is going back into training. Roy Jones, the HBO broadcaster, the former 1988 Olympic silver medalist from Seoul, Korea. Of course, he's like born in he's getting so old. He needs Grecian hair, you know, just for men, all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, the bottom line is he wants to fight in December against Bobby Gunn, who did a bear fighting campaign of boxing for a couple of years. And then he wants to take on Anderson Silva. He thinks that Silva will beat Weidman in the rematch. Why are people thinking this? And why did Anderson Silva move up one notch in the top 10 pound-for-pound ratings on the UFC website? Again.
I really have no idea how they're doing these top, the pound for pound stuff. You know, I just don't get it. Weidman should be somewhere in there because he's unbeaten.
He's number 9,
and he just beat the greatest of all time. And Kane should be way higher than number 5. He's got one loss, and he's beat that guy's butt in twice since then. You know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know who that's just blown my mind. No question about that. So Machida and Mark Munoz. Mark Munoz in fantastic shape. Dave Meltzer was telling me a few weeks ago that he saw some pictures of Munoz. Munoz looks like incredibly cut. Looks like he's got himself together at 185 pounds. What's going to happen when him and Machida clash on UFC Fight Night? That's on Fox Sports 1.
Well, Munoz has Krzysztof Szyszynski and these guys down at Reign that are very good at detailing out the diet plan, the training, all the extras that go into cardio and the weight cut and everything like that we were just talking about. That said, I don't think the very best Mark Munoz can come in and even hold a candle to Lyoto Machida. I mean, Machida is just going to be so fast and razor sharp at 185. I think Machida just walked right through him.
Okay. Email coming in here from Doggy. Anyway, the bottom line is he asked, does Cain Velasquez have any real challengers at heavyweight in the world of MMA right now?
I don't think so. And, that's the thing. Verdum is definitely a good guy. I just think Cain finishes Verdum. I think he gets a stoppage. He gets a TKO ground and pound most likely. And then, just like they said in the broadcast, JDS, he's legitimately where he is. And with Cormier dropping down, JDS is probably going to walk through a number of guys and get another title shot. So we might see, it might not just be the trilogy.
Well, JD, I guess that's what you want to fight for is a championship of the world time and time, if you can. But, the punishment he took last night, it just wasn't pretty. The punishment he took in the second fight, it wasn't pretty. I mean, he took enough punishment in two fights almost for a career, Kyle.
Yeah, you don't want to end up, punchy and the sad thing is, I kind of saw a little bit of that with Diego Sanchez in his post-fight interview. And I don't know if you saw it, but maybe he was just nervous and everything with the crowd and just finishing a fight. But he did not seem well composed at the end of that.
Plus, he thought he won the fight. He seemed to be delusional. But when you take away that, I saw some. I think the BloodyElbow.com said it was a mismatch that Melendez, the number 2 or number 3 lightweight in the world, should have been put in with a guy like Diego Sanchez, who's unranked. Styles make fights. I think Diego Sanchez was tailor-made as far as a fight's concerned. Besides, Gilbert Melendez was not letting him out of fighting. I mean, he had the fight.
Yeah, I don't think that's – I think making fights based on rankings is BS. Unless it's considering a title shot or title shot implications for the winner – I don't think that's how you pick fights. You pick fights because of styles, and that fight was picked correctly. Obviously, it was one of the greatest fights of all time. So, I mean, you could say going into that fight, Diego didn't have a chance, but just look at the third round. He definitely had a chance.
October 23rd, Fox Sports 1, Team Rousey and Team Tate, of course, Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate hooking it up, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. Wow, this thing's getting out of hand, the Ultimate Fighter. These girls are really especially, she's my favorite girl, but Ronda Rousey, she's really coming off as nasty.
It's funny, too, because she said, she was like, the UFC producers, they spun it in a way that made me look bad and all this stuff. And it's like, hey, I get it. They're definitely going to make somebody look to be the villain. And when they're cutting up 24 hours of footage into a one-hour show, you can spin it any way you want it. But at the same time, she's definitely looking a little on the edgy side.
Yeah, but you know what? She is that way. I've interviewed her a couple of weeks before a fight, a month and a half before a fight, and then I've interviewed her 2.5 days before a fight, okay, 2 days before a fight. She's not a nice girl 2.5 days before the fight. And she even admitted it with me on the phone. She goes, I've been doing interviews for like 45 minutes. This is my last one. I don't feel like doing it. So I said, we'll cut it short. I mean, she was honest about it, and I realized that her time was precious. We cut it like in half and things like that. But, a couple of days before the fight, we all get that attitude.
No doubt. And with being stuck, I mean, she's not in the house, but she is stuck around somebody she doesn't like quite a bit. So that can put somebody in that position.
Okay,
no question.
Okay, now we're talking about Misha Tate. Now, Misha Tate's saying, of course, she stepped in for Kat Zagano, who blew her knee out in the first week of The Ultimate Fighter. And I think they are tied right now, I'm sure, or one team has a one-fight edge. But the bottom line is they're going to hook it up once again. And Misha Tate's saying that she'll almost put a gun to her head if she gets caught in another armbar. I think that's putting a little bit too much pressure on yourself.
And I think it's a dumb thing to say, too. You're talking about, you know, the one of the best things. It's her best weapon. It's if she's going to lose, that's how it's going to happen. It's not going to be from a rear naked. Well, it might be a rear naked, but I'm just saying. It's most likely going to be an armbar.
Okay, well, of course, Ronda Rousey, king of the armbars, her mother, the former world judo champion, the 2008 Olympics bronze medalist, is Rowdy Ronda Rousey taking on Miesha Tate in a fight for the 135-pound world bantamweight UFC championship. That's December 28th underneath Chris Weidman and Anderson Silva. Weidman's quiet. I see him at the fights, but he seems to be semi-quiet. Is he a quiet guy generally or what?
He's quiet. I remember hanging out with him and his wife over at Ryan Bader's house about a few months before he fought Anderson. And he's just a low-key reserved guy. You know, he opens up a little bit, but yeah, he's got that kind of just calm and collected attitude. He carries himself like a champion.
Okay. I just read somewhere that Ric Flair at 62 or 63 years old is now taking bookings. Can you believe that? He wants to go out there and take bumps at 63. Is he nuts?
I would love to have Ric Flair do a match at my wedding. Think how awesome that would be.
Well, you and I are Ric Flair fans, and I'll give him that. Nature Boy, of course, took that name away from the late Buddy Rogers. But, you know, he's 63 years old. I don't want to see him taking bumps. Somebody just had, I mean, Jerry the Clean Lawler had a heart attack in the ring about 6 months ago.
It's tough, you know. The movie The Wrestler nails it right on the head. It's tough. It hits the nail right on the head. Those guys have so much trouble saying goodbye because it's all they know, it's what they love, and that is their source of income. And they don't have pensions set up and everything like that, so I can't blame them.
Independent contractors personified. All right, Kyle, what's new with you? You training?
I had a torn labrum in my right shoulder, so I'm just letting that heal. I just started rehab. It's about 4 weeks ago, so just started rehab this week. Surgery went well, and just doing what I can.
Okay.
Enjoying life.
Can you get a hold of Cormier for me this week?
You know what? I'm going to try to get a hold of him. I'm going to pop by the gym and congratulate everybody, and hopefully I'll see him Thursday. So shoot me a text Thursday, and I'll see if I can get him on for
Fantastic. You. The great Kyle Kingsbury on ringtalk.com. Kyle, take care of you and your girlfriend. All the best, man.
You too, brother. Have a good one, Pedro.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network. At the Attitude Dance.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469. That's 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469.
Well, that's the way it goes. One in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
The boys harmonizing here, Oakland, California's very own Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. The UFC is celebrating 20 years this year, 1993 to 2013. They're going to have a 20 days to UFC 167 schedule. They start off October 28th in Denver, Colorado. Then they go to 28th in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. George St. Pierre is going to be there. Also on the 28th, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Johnny Hendricks will be there. Of course, Johnny Hendricks just a couple of weeks away from challenging GSP at that point in time. The 29th, October 29th, UFC Hall of Famer Forrest Griffin in the City of Brotherly Love. All these events are open to the public, folks. Chicago, Illinois, the same day, Tuesday the 29th, UFC Hall of Famer Matt Hughes will be there. The 29th, in Washington, D.C., UFC heavyweight champion, current light heavyweight champion, John Jones will conduct a press tour of the nation's capital. I don't know what he's going to show us about Congress that we don't already know. They're a bunch of buffoons. Wednesday, October 30th, Atlanta, GA, Horace Griffin again. I mean, Matt Hughes, October 30th in Cleveland, Ohio, Baltimore, Maryland. October 30th, UFC light heavyweight champion, John Jones. October 31st, Halloween, Detroit, Michigan. I don't know if I want to go to Detroit on Halloween, but the bottom line is Red Hot UFC welterweight star Matt the Immortal One Brown will conduct a press tour in Detroit. Good luck on that one. Friday, November 1st, they're in Raleigh, North Carolina. Saturday, November 2nd, UFC heavyweight star and current dropping the light heavyweight, Daniel Cormier, who I hope to have on next week's show, undefeated in 14 fights. He and Luke Rockhold will sign autographs at 1 to 3 p.m. at the UFC gym in Concord, California. Sunday, November 3rd again, Rosemead, California. UFC star Michael Bisping will sign autographs at the UFC gym in Rosemead. And San Francisco, California, UFC 167 star Josh Koscheck will conduct a press tour of San Francisco. Interesting. There's some other dates. You can check them all out at theusc.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Of course, we air two shows. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, we combine an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with both boxing and mixed martial arts. And then again, Sunday, the two-hour show. We combine first hour is all about boxing. Second hour is all about mixed martial arts. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.